Patsy Lynch, first of all, anyway, thank you for bringing me together with Pat Fitzgerald there. We're here in Ontradee, and I'm after a fascinating interview with him. Talk to us about this man, Pat Fitzgerald. What has he meant to greyhound coursing and running in this county and in Ireland?
Well, he was talking there a while ago about a dog you asked in Spanish Battleship and what he achieved in greyhound sports. But Pat Fitzgerald, nobody would equal what he has done with greyhounds. Nobody. He has started there at the top of the rock. He lived there in Dawson Terrace, about 100 yards from where I was born. And growing up, we used to go up to Rory's, onto the track. Rory would have a tripney bit in the pocket if he went over to bring over the donkey. And at that time, if you remember, Pat, there was only one starting box in Oakville. And he'd bring the donkey over and hitch it onto the box to take it from the sprint box over to the 525.
Across the track.
Across the track, between races. And as young fellas, we were up in Garrett Cotters with all the great Kerry footballers and rock footballers. And a lot of us there didn't even have a pair of shoes to kick the ball. And that was a little ball. If it was a wet night, you remember it going home because you wouldn't be able to walk. But they were great days.
How successful has he been? Remind our listeners about some of his great successes. Well, where does he rate?
Well, I can tell you this about Pat Fitzgerald. He's one of the dedicated men in greyhound sports all his life. There was never a shilling in Rock Street in our time, but there was always a collar and lead and a greyhound attached to it. And that was the type of thing. Even going back to the days of the auctions in the track, remember the time they used to have the sales in the track, Tom Connor, the greyhound bear, he was the auctioneer at those meetings. And the fellow used to come from England by the name of Jim Savage.
Jim Savage used to play motion.
That's right. And Brendan Barry from Limerick. If you were lucky enough to take them dogs over to the train to be exported, the collar and lead became a collar and chain because they wouldn't accept the lead on the goods train. It had to be a chain. And you'd get trippings or you get sixpence if you took over two dogs.
And
it's like everything else, you know. That's all we ever had.
Yeah. And talk to us about Pat now and his successes.
Well, Pat's success on coursing fields and track will never be achieved by anybody else. Now, he was lucky enough in one sense that he handled great greyhounds, but he made better dogs out of them. And he made them consistent runners. That man won an English Derby with a dog. I'd say it was an outsider. He won Irish Cups. He won everything as far as coursing is concerned. Trial stake winners, he had at least three or four runners in Clanmid this year. And this weekend coming up, he has two or three dogs in the Irish Cup. And don't be surprised if one of them don't go and win it on the last day. And that's only next Sunday evening.
Just going back again in his career, Patsy, and locally he was telling us they are exactly all that he had won. He must be one of the most successful trainers of all time.
He has to be, because Pat, like all of us on the Rock, we started from nothing. Some fellas are given gifted things to do in life, and other people have to try train themselves to do it. But he came up the hard way, and I know it. And it's like everything else. All his friends that time, we were all sort of Trina Kayler. You had Willie Cashman, and you had Tubbs Carr, and you had Joker Carr, and you had Timmy Gorman, and all those fellas around.
And our
good friend, poor old Derby McKelligott. You know, when you go back, these all fellas had nothing, but they had a greyhound.
What other successes did he have that comes to mind to you?
Well, I suppose his greatest successes was winning an English Derby. He won a Scottish Derby. He has had umpteen great successes in this country, too numerous to mention. But we were mentioning there a while ago about Spanish Battleship and all he won. Spanish Battleship broke five track records. But his total prize money for 3 years running was only £6,000. What would that be by today's money? And that's the middle 50s.
So Pat Fitzgerald will rate with any other trainer that you have ever known?
Listen, I can tell you something. When Pat goes into the track or he comes to a course meeting, people are delighted that Pat Fitz will say hello to him. And the reason he'd say hello to him because he knows everyone belonged to him. going to either track or coursing.
Patsy, what's the secret of his success? Why has he been so great?
He was dedicated all his life. He came up in dogs. He saw good trainers train dogs. He copied them, and he walked with them, and he ran with them, and galloped them. And he's still healthy and happy today, as I knew him maybe 70 years ago.
Patsy, thanks for talking to me. Well done.